This is WSIU and In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're talking today with the president of the Southern Illinois University System, Dan Mahoney. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We've spent quite a bit of time over the last several months talking about COVID-19 and the university's response and plans. I wanted to just touch base a little bit about how things are going. The fall semester is underway. There have been cases on both Carbondale and Edwardsville's campuses. The Springfield campus, the School of Medicine, is dealing with it as well. How would you say things are going?
Overall, really good. And you know, certainly compared to some of the other institutions, our numbers have been fairly low. And actually at Carbondale, they've been declining over the last couple weeks. You know, I think what we're finding is certainly there's some cases, like you say, we expect that. There would have been cases even if students hadn't come back. But I think what we're also seeing is that the numbers have stayed fairly low and that we're not seeing spread in the classroom, which I think was one of the big concerns. So where we could control things and we can enforce masks and socially distance, so those things work. And that we're not really seeing spreads there at all.
There is still some criticism, though, that there is not a mandatory testing policy on either campus. And so they're saying that those numbers are artificially low, that maybe we don't know where there are cases. Any plans to ramp up more testing and things like that?
In the spring semester, and part of the reason, frankly, there's not enough tests available to have mandatory testing. So that was never really an option for us on either campus. But we're working with the University of Illinois, and I think there'll be some I believe we will have increased testing in the spring and be able to use their tests, which will allow us to do a lot more tests than we really currently can do. And so what that will mean exactly, we're still kind of working through it, but we'll probably have far more testing in the spring than we have been able to this fall.
And of course, all the campuses have their own coronavirus website. If people have questions, they can find more information there.
Yeah.
I wanted to spend more time this morning on an initiative that got started as you came into the presidency. The chancellors on both campuses are fully in support of it as well. And that's this system-wide conversation for understanding. It's dealing with racial justice and diversity issues. There have been several already. How do you think those are changing the way the university works? Are they opening eyes and making changes?
Yeah, and I think they've been valuable in a couple of different ways. One, it's given a voice to people maybe who haven't had a voice or been able to express some of the things that they feel. But every time we have one, I always take away something that, wow, that's something we could do differently. And so even the first conversation we talked about, or I talked about a little bit, the use of SAT and ACT in making merit scholarship decisions. And now we've made changes on both campuses to take that away so students can earn merit scholarships based on high school GPA, which frankly is a better predictor of their success in college anyway. So that was a direct result of things we talked about in the first conversation. But each time there's something that comes out of it that makes us think, okay, here's some place where we can make a change.
Before you came to Southern Illinois University, there have been people talking about this for quite some time. And one of the largest complaints that I heard was, we say these things and we feel like no one hears us, that we keep saying this, we keep saying there's a problem here and no changes are made. How are you going to make that different?
You know, I think part of it is it's an ongoing process. And so we now have task force on each campus. And we're also asking them, in fact, I'm supposed to get a report this Wednesday from each task force. So we're going to constantly be following up every quarter on what are we doing differently? What have we changed? What is there still left to do? We're also putting in a whole assessment system to look at, I mean, all the different ways we can measure whether we're being successful or not. That's something we'll start doing on an annual basis of examining where were we successful, where we were not, and what we can do differently going forward. So I think that constant assessment and constantly reexamining what we're doing will be very different than we've done in the past.
A lot of it comes down to the way we define certain words and terms, and I hope that I get things right here. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but there are a lot of people calling for people to, instead of saying they want diversity and inclusivity and equity, to be more strong and say they want a campus to be anti-racist, mm-hmm. to be actively working towards some of these goals. Is that something that you think the university can do?
Yeah, and that's actually part of our goal. So I really started with the School of Medicine was the first one to really use the term anti-racism, but we've been using that term, and we've been using that term in the vice president position we're establishing for the system. So we'll have a system chief diversity officer position, which I'll take to the board in December to get formal approval for, but we expect to go forward with that and using that term in addition to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
How do you balance that with the people who say, well, that's a free speech issue. People should be allowed to say things even if they're offensive.
You know, it's not so much just what we say, it's what we do within policy and what we do within our procedures and everything else. So sometimes, again, I talked about this a lot in the first one, is there's lots of examples of systemic racism. And some of that's intentional, some of it's unintentional sometimes, but we have policies and procedures that are, you know, unfair for a variety of reasons, and changing those and aggressively changing those really is one of those ways of attacking the racism that exists within the system.
Dan Mahoney is the president for Southern Illinois University, the entire system. We appreciate your time, and people can get more information at your website on the Conversations for Understanding.
Yeah. So if you look at the diversity area of our website, it has all kinds of information, and you can link to the previous conversations as well.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to WSIU, your NPR station. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.